This is Dabu 7, and what we are witnessing is definitely a setup. As we're facing this grid apocalypse now in the Carolinas, they're saying that substations are down all across the board, hundreds of them, around 360 to be exact, and that they don't think that they can get them for months to come. Now, on top of this, we're coming to find out that the Biden administration just sent a bunch of transformers and components for the power grid over to Ukraine. So along with billions being sent to Ukraine, so too is this equipment. And they're trying to say that because of all these things, there's a shortage. Now, add in the port strike. Again, the timing, it's like it's a setup. Now they're saying, with that kicking off, it could be a year or more. They're already saying the stretch of highway that got wiped out there in Tennessee isn't going to be rebuilt until 2025. This is devastation. And I don't think that the people that don't live in this area are getting it. This is large-scale devastation, the type that could come in and cripple a country economically. There are people stranded right now, people that are going to be in the dark for a long time, people that have lost everything on just a massive scale. Not to mention the area which it hit and that's underwater is some of the main areas connected to the economy in terms of mining and things like that. This definitely seemed tactical. The timing of everything is highly suspect, and it's got the American people in a bad situation where we need help quick. So a shout out to everyone out there that helps their neighbors or they can help in this situation. We're also hearing reports that people are being turned away in certain areas that are coming down there with goods. All I can say is if you get any of this on film, let me know. Dabu7@yahoo.com. I'll be talking about this more on the live streams going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. Hope to see you guys there. Much love.